T7M Radio. This is Seven Mitchell with the culture. Tonight's show is dedicated most definitely to Miss Lisa and her family as she lost her mother. We dedicating tonight's podcast to Miss Regina Payne. May she rest in peace. Y'all show support to Miss Lisa this week as she's going through it. Just want to go ahead and give a quick moment of silence for Miss Payne. Salute, y'all. Let's get right into it.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Lisa, Carolina Zoni. You're now tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap Premier Radio Network. Yeah.
With a key of white 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God given talent helped me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed. Front row, ball clays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit it for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. One day you'll get it though.
Yes, sir. T7M Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff, what's popping, G?
Brother Seven, good afternoon, brother. We back at it again, man. I am doing well. How you doing, brother?
it's showtime. You already know how we give it up, man. I'm decent right now. I know we not really on regular rotation. You know what I mean? It's Friday night, but, you know, we do what we got to do.
That's right. That's right. Like you said, brother, even when you outside, you in the building.
You already know. People, we got a full plate tonight. Y'all already know the drill. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Tonight, we locked in with so much on the plate. We got Rich Dollars. Return to the URL. We're going to chop that up. We also going to break down a little bit that we know from King of the Dots Massacre 3 event going down soon. That's going to be crazy. Loso versus B-Dot. We got to talk about Hitman and A-Verb. Double Impact 2 is going down, brother Jeff. We got so much to talk about, so we all better buckle up. It's going down on the Coach of T79 Radio. You already know, man. Salute.
You already know. This A-Verb thing, this is gonna be something, brother. It's gonna be something, man.
But let's get right into it.
Okay.
Let me just ask you off the rip, not to cut you off, but what's your thoughts on Hitman Return?
You know, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a decent look. You know, I think it's a decent look. I'm wanting to hope that him making his return, I'm hoping that all the prior problems and trials that he's had with the league must be blown over. I'm definitely glad of that. It tripped me out because I had no idea until I saw this in the group about the team up. But, you know, as far as him himself coming back, I was like, well, cool. And they settled it. The smoke is clear. Maybe they made ready to move on.
Well, you know, first of all, welcome back to Holla. You know what I mean? It's good to see Holla back in the mix. We're not gonna act like that smoke wasn't what's that fake smoke they do at the concerts with the
talk about the translucent fog machine.
Fog machine. That's all that was. That was just some wrestling shit going on with these artists in these leagues. Like, what, you know, no shot at Holla, but where the fuck else is Hitman going? Where else is he going to go? You know what I mean? He's doing this thing on MTV, but, like, other than that, like, what is Hitman going to do? Like, URL is the home.
That is true.
You
dig? Definitely
is
true.
It's a little bit unfortunate them and NWX already locked in already. I think that would have been crazy for Double Impact 2. But, you know, they already did that.
Yeah, that definitely would have been nice. While we're talking right now, what do you have I know what your opinion was recently, but I haven't asked you lately about the 2-on-2 faction. Do you believe there's life left in it? Because when we spoke before, you kind of thought maybe it was on the down end of it. Do you still think that?
Only because they're doing a whole card for it. Only because of the history of this card in the URL, putting the first event together, and it was decent. I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying? I am hyped for this event. But if you just take a 2-on-2 battle and mix it in on a card that has, you know, a bunch of individual battles, I'm not really excited about that move no more.
Okay. I got you, bro. I had to get your latest edition of it because I know how you felt, you know, prior. But that's definitely that's all valid, like you said. That's all valid.
I'm trying to think of just possible matchups, not just to put two people in front of Verb and Hitman, but who could you put in front of those two that's sure to put on a good performance?
Well, I probably, you know, have the same answer as everyone else. I would like to see Charlie Clips and Goods do that, but it may not happen, but it would still... It's a good thought and a good look, I think. I think not only would the battle be good, but, you know, every element within battle rap would be used between the four of them, and everyone would win after that. You know, the culture, right. Them, everybody.
One thing that went under my radar with Double Impact 1 is Charlie Clips was partnered up with John John and Don. Would you prefer Goods instead of John John, or would you rather have John John again with Clips when you think about it that like?
You know, when I think about it, I'd like to see Goods. He probably wouldn't do it. But then again, he might do it because, you know, Clips is his man. But I think I'd rather see Clips and Goods against them because, you know, they got their own little thing, and I'm sure they would implement that in the battle. So, yeah, but, you know, John John's no slouch, of course, but I'd prefer to see Goods with him.
One of the craziest things I'm just thinking about, if you think about two people in certain camps like Team Hami, Dot Mob, Writer's Block, some of their best artists that you may put up together, not on the URL. You know, some of the top guys for Team Hami really been doing RBE. A lot of the Writer's Block artists are RBE, you know, so.
That's true.
You know, that'll be interesting. But you still got some matchups. You got Marv 1 and Quest, of course. I think Steams and Chess deserves the shot against Verb and Hitman. I think they would do well.
You know what? I'd like to see that. Did not think about it. Thank you for bringing that up. I would like to see that, too. I think I'd still rather see Clips and Goods, but Steams and Chess would definitely be like 99 out of 100. Clips and Goods being 100 and Steams and Chess being 99 right behind them. Any of those two, I would love to see.
Now, what about your guy Briz and T-Top locking in again? What if they was to pair up against Verb and Hitman?
Well, you know, I definitely love Briz. I definitely love T-Top. But just because I love those brothers doesn't necessarily mean the teaming up would be good. And the reason why
Let's because maybe you forgot what they did to your other boy, last Double Impact, Chilla Jones and B Magic. When they hit the split screen like the Golden Eyes, woo!
So true. Absolutely true. That is that no doubt. No doubt, brother. But I think I'd still rather see you know what? That did kind of slip my mind. Let me think about that for a minute. Let me get my beloved on. Hold on. Let me get it together.
Yeah, I mean, y'all let us know, man. Y'all reach out to the streets, man. The streets, call up T79 Radio, the culture, 347-989-8102. Let us know who y'all would like to see locked in versus A-Verb and Hitman on Double Impact 2 going down June 24th. Now, the URL is doubling up, Brother Jeff. Let's get into another topic. I wanted to have Grail on this topic. He said he was calling up, so hopefully we get Grail on in a couple minutes. We'll bring it back. But the URL is doubling up. They having another card going down. Oh, I just speaking to the devil. Let me go ahead and bring the big
here
homie.
He is.
Yes, sir. Grail, what's poppin'?
Yo, shaking. It's T7 Radio.
I just mentioned you, G. Salute. We just talked a little bit about A-Verb, Hitman, locked in for Double Impact 2, return to Hitman Holla, possible matchups. Give me one matchup that you think makes sense for Verb and Hitman, June 24th.
A-Verb and Hitman Holla versus Clean Paper and Calico.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly.
All right.
Interesting.
That's the second time I've heard that, and I don't think it was from him.
Me personally, I think it's either that or A-Verb and Hitman versus Clips and Goods.
Okay. And that's what Brother Jeff kind of led to. What about Clips and John John? Because they paired up for Double Impact 1.
Nah, I don't like that tag team.
You didn't like that?
Nah, it's forced. It looks forced to me.
Okay. Is there anybody in the URL, fellas, Brother Jeff and Grail, that John John could match up with, pair up with, and it may make sense?
Prez Mafia.
John John and Prez.
Mm.
Yo, double the steal.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Man. Drill got wordplay.
So disrespectful with the wordplay. No doubt.
Wordplay, Cortez voice.
Now, speaking of disrespectful, man. Speaking of disrespectful, you called in at the right time. We were just talking about how the URL doubled up. June the 11th, they got another event going down called Ascension. And featured on the Ascension card is something that you brought to light maybe about a week ago. We talked about Rich Dollar's return to the URL. And I know I asked you who would you feel would be the most suitable opponent for him. And you brought up the Bowtie Killer. We got a URL trailer about less than 48 hours ago. The return to Rich Dollar's. And lo and behold, his opponent is the Bowtie Killer from out here in B-More, the big homie Prep. Grail, I got to ask you, do you feel like, what do you feel right now? I don't even want to kind of push you into some direction. When you first seen Prep on that cell phone with that clip, Lot of Zeke, I mean, you brought all of that up. When we talked about this, you brought all of that up. The whole reference about Prep and Lot of Zeke, you brought that whole thing up to a T. What was your first thoughts when you saw the trailer?
I was kind of like shocked. And the most shocking part about it was of him holding the phone and playing the exact clip. And I was like, wow, they got that shit down to the science, like for real. Like, I just couldn't believe it.
Now, once the shock value wore off, did you feel like, are you happy? Were you excited? Did you feel slapped in the face? Like, just as a fan, I mean, and, you know, there's no way to really prove this, but it was so close to home. Like, we already know how sometime the game going battle rap, but, you know, and I think league should be influenced by the fans as far as, you know, what battles. This one was just a little different to me. I mean, this was just super different, but what is your feel? Like, do you feel like an idea was taken from you? You ain't getting any credit. Like, where do you really honestly feel? Like, maybe I'm going overboard, but just where do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm like, yo, fuck it, man. I mean, I felt like it. I thought about it. It was on the, you know what I'm saying? I brought it to the light on the radio show, and I just feel like it was a plus game. It's like, it's other. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep it real with you. There's another matchup on the We Go Hard card for the love of paper. I brought that to the table, too, but we ain't going to talk about that.
And who is that? Quips and Gwitty?
It's Moolah and Cortez.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, and I was surprised because when Cortez had said that he had an up-and-coming artist, that's why he didn't take Ryder. I never would. Okay. And speaking of We Go Hard, we're going to chop it up a little bit about their card, too, because they got an unbelievable card for the Love of Paper 2 going down June the 24th. They got a dope card featuring Clips is going to be in the building. Daylight is on the card. Also, Barney Godiva. Grail mentioned Cortez. Mm-hmm. Excel is going to be in the building. They got a 2-on-2. They definitely going to be doing their thing. Steams and the crew doing their thing. At the end of the show, I want to reach out with y'all fellas and kind of go through each league that I can kind of think of. And I want y'all to tell me what's the one favorite thing y'all love about that league, you know, the most. But wow. Brother Jeff, when you saw the trailer or when you heard that it was a lot, did it recollect to you that Grail brought that up in our podcast last week, 2 weeks ago?
You know what? Shameful to say, it didn't. But now that we're talking about it, I plain as day remember him bringing that up. But we kind of, you know, glossed over it because it wasn't the actual topic. But, you know, Grail know his stuff. He always has. He definitely has. But it was also a surprise when it came to fruition and, you know, in actual realness. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I think I'm not going to be so nice. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to be
Uh-oh.
So nice. The URL, we're not going to play this game. If y'all listening in, because if y'all was listening in before to get the battle, y'all should be able to listen into this now. So, let's get this clear. Y'all owe my man Grail some tickets to this event. I mean, y'all can put him way in the back. I mean, y'all can put him in a balcony. Y'all can put him next to the janitors. Y'all can, you know what I mean? Wherever y'all want to put him, it's fine. But y'all got to get my man Grail in the building for free to enjoy these festivities because I don't. This is just not. This is not. This is unconstitutional. This is illegal. This is criminal. Whoever set up URL battles really should be incarcerated for the weekend. You should have to stand in front of the commissioner tonight and explain how y'all came up with this matchup.
You gotta pull out one of your drug tests, bro.
No, this is not a drug charge this time. This is more like larceny. This is grand larceny, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, because the impact of Rich Dollar is going to be crazy. But no, in all honesty, no, salute to the URL. Even if they did listen in to the podcast, if they got it, you know, from Grail, I think that's dope. You know what I mean? We ain't looking for nothing. We was just joking. But, you know, I think that's dope. That shows that they do tune into not just us, but just, you know, the streets in general and take heed to what the people want. Because I brought up in the blog, I feel like RBE is the people's champ when they come to giving the streets battles that they want. URL, a lot of other leagues, they put on good battles and give, you know, but this was really more than coincidental, if you ask me. My man Grail just said this just like a week ago on air.
Yo, the trailer, yo, when I seen the trailer, I was like,
yeah, that was the icing on the cake for me. That was the icing on the cake for me. And I'm blessed that when I put out my material, you know, I got the different websites. They sending it directly to everyone that we're referencing, everyone that we're talking about, whenever we talk about an artist, whenever we talk about a league, you know, they sending it directly to them. You know what I mean? So it's not like, I mean, you know, it's not like they didn't, I'm not going to say they didn't listen to it, but, you know, I know they were tagged in it. You know what I mean? That's undeniable. You know, I got the files. I saved the files, but it's all good. Salute to the URL. Big up the Rich Dollars. Prep prediction real quick. Who you got, Brother Jeff, in that battle? Because I'm going with Prep. I don't care. I think Rich Dollars going to have major impact the first round, but I've never known Rich to really have that, you know, seal a deal type of shit at the end. If he don't really pull off the first two rounds, I've never seen a big-time third round by Rich. His third round was cool against Tay Rock, but, you know, he was already done by then. You know, I don't think I've never seen Richie really be a clutch player. I do credit Rich Dollars for having a lot of heart, you know, battle goods when he was young. He battled Verb out in St. Louis. You know, he got a lot of heart. I think his heart oversees the skill set. He can freestyle. He's nice. You know what I mean? That's a slogan, and he is nice. I just don't think he is witty as Prep. I think Prep got too much for this nigga, man. I'm being honest.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I'm with you. I got Prep on this. And if anyone has noticed, I'm not sure if they have, but we have a brand new Prep these days. This Prep is humble. This Prep does his work. He does his homework. He writes like crazy now. I think Prep definitely gonna take this for sure. I'm with you on this one. This is a different Prep. This isn't cocky Prep. This isn't arrogant Prep. He is serious these days, so definitely Prep got this.
Prep got some proving to do, though. I'm not going to lie, because I mentioned Rich Dollars not being able to beat Verb and Rich Dollars not being able to beat Goods. Prep don't have a big name W on his belt, I don't think. He had a classic versus the Saga, but, you know, I thought he lost to Chilla. Cody lost bad to Chilla. So, you know, Prep still got some proving to do. You know what I mean? I don't think this is this is going to be a body or no shit like that. I just think he's too advanced for the homie Rich Dollars. What about you, Grail? Who you got?
I got 2-1 Prep. I got Richie taking the first, and I got Prep taking the second and third.
Okay.
Agreed again.
Grail, what's your thoughts on URL having two cards announced in really one battle announced out of two cards?
I think all the, like, you know what it is? I be feeling like they be seeing what be going on. It's a lot of other leagues advertising their events. As soon as these other leagues start advertising their events, they come out the blue and start putting their shit to try to take the light and the eyes off of the other leagues and put the eyes back on the most respected. That's what I be thinking.
Agreed again.
Now they dropping announcements. They dropping announcements like King of the Dot do. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't like that. Follow the innovators, not the imitators. I remember that, but I'm not seeing that.
Mm.
Talk that shit.
Mm. Mm.
What about you, brother Jeff?
Once again, I agree. It's about that capitalism. If you get capital on it, they're going to do that. That has been proven. No right. one's going to get a leg up on these brothers. That's the attitude that I'm seeing, especially right. when it comes to King of the Dot. They're not letting them boys get ahead of them. They're not letting the suburbanites get ahead of them.
Talk that shit. This is the coach of T7M Radio. Seven Mitchell, we got Grail in the building. Brother Jeff, call us. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. When we come back, we're going to chop it up. John John and Don, Bullpen Battle League, made a boss move. They got B-Dot coming out of retirement, battling Loso. We're going to talk about that battle, give predictions, and some more here on the Coach of T7M Radio. Let's lock in with Chef Trez with this new joint. Be right back. T7M Radio, the culture.
Lips numb from the Hennessy sipping. Hard time to struggle, be my conditions. Late night thinking, rolling a swisher. Tired of living, feeling like I'm a victim. Had to travel, had to get off my pivot. Random bras try to give me they digits. But I'm wiped up and full of commitment. Once you become a king, there is no switching. Roll up, pull up, drinking. Rest in peace, grandpa, I can't quit. Groundhog to make separation. Nowadays, they all on the same shit, a different route. We ain't cross the same bridge. We ain't eat together, out the same fridge. Troublesome. No, we wasn't great kids, but I swear to us it all made sense. Selling candy from a corner store. It all started with it now and later. I pray that they don't let my mama know. The police pulling up an hour later. By that time, we been running, though. Now a nigga older by this paper. I ain't really with it stunting, though. Rather stay low and let the money flow. Niggas get robbed when they let 100 show. I seen that shit like 1,000 times. I used to rock with them niggas. Till I caught them up in like 1,000 lies. Do not come here with a problem. I'm drinking clear with my partners. I was on the floor at my grandma's house. Yes, I literally been at the bottom.
Been at the bottom.
Pull up, I'm drinking. Roll up, I'm thinking. Can't control us, we gangsters. I done found my way out the basement. They know us, we famous. Can't slow us, no changes. Hold up, I made it. I done found my way out the basement. Pull up, I'm drinking. Roll up, I'm thinking. Can't control us, we dangerous. I done found my way out the basement. They know us, we famous. Can't slow up, no changes. Hold up, I made it. I done found my way out the basement. Eyes blurry from the Mary, I'm puffing. I caught a charge when I carried the stuffing. What did you get that ain't telling for nothing? But I escaped more than Harriet Tubman. I had no time for the lies or something. I had no time for the ones to be fronting. I'm at the airport traveling the country. Bucking on TSA about my luggage. Born with it, had no choice for the thug. And I didn't act to see that work on the oven. Mattress had piss on the flip, and it's nothing. Shoulder to shoulder sharing with my cousin. Roaches on the floor, I swear we all bugging. But you could never see the pain in public. Say to myself, no, I won't explain nothing.
This what it's like when you come from the dungeon. Hunger the pains hit the ground of my stomach.
Hit the streets for food, wildin' and thuggin'. Up the strap, do your thing and then tuck it. Feeling guilty, hella weight on my conscience. Hands bloody, eyes red, I'm a monster. Gunpowder on my hands from the clutching. Sweating hard, breathing heavy from running. Only way to stop the stress is get blunted. Feel the pressure in my chest and a vomit. Made it from the basement, kept it 100. Locked in, going hard since a young and ain't have a zip. Niggas started with onions. 14 to 14, it was something. And then out of school, screaming out. Fuck them, ain't starved with them, then I can't trust them. Got love for my brothers, you'll die if you touch it. I'm drinking.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Yes, sir. It's the coach of T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. We got brother Jeff. We got Grail in the building. Y'all know what time it is. Let's make it happen. 347-989-8102 is the number to dial in. Make sure, if y'all have not done so already, follow us everywhere on social media, man. We on Twitter at the T7M Radio. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you've not done so already. We definitely appreciate all the new subscribers. That's T7M Radio. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. We also got the Facebook debate group popping off at T7M Radio. So make sure y'all lock in, chop it up. We look forward to chopping it up and debating with y'all 24/7. That's what we do, man. We also on Instagram as well. I forgot, at T7M Radio. Can I talk my shit real quick, fellas?
Talk your shit, bro.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
So, I learned that T7M Radio was banned from a little form, little platform, nothing major. And I had an issue with it. Not an issue, but, you know, we had some fun with it earlier. And I really don't, this was the thing. This was the thing. I remember, you know, I would just drop content in there. And I remember getting a message, someone in the inbox of the forum. I don't know if it was an admin or something, but they were telling me if I'm dropping battles, make sure I drop titles or something on the battles or something they were saying. And I'm like, I don't even drop battles. I only drop my content. So I didn't even pay them no mind. And then the next thing I know, maybe a couple days later, a week later, I went to drop something else and I was banned. Which was fine, you know what I mean? I don't know why, but, you know, people got their own platforms or whatever for whatever reason. Whether it's corny or valid, that's fine. But in the when they banned me, one of the admins had a little slick message, a little slick comment along with the ban. And by me being banned, I couldn't respond to them. You know what I'm saying? And that's really where the issue came. If you got a, if you want to ban a nigga for whatever reason, that's fine. But don't be slick. You know, because we're not going to let the internet rights get you out of character. Because, bitch, I will put you on blast. You understand? So,
that's nice.
You know, it's not that heavy. You know, my man Grail was shout out to him because he was ready to go off on him earlier. You know, it's light.
Yeah.
You know, they, you know, it ain't about shit. Nobody knew who they were. You know, I just felt like, you know, when y'all try to do little corny shit and get out of y'all zone, I just think that the shit is weak. So definitely fuck rap battles. Little form on Reddit.com. All the admins, I told them they got the screenshots. I told them they can eat a dick. They already know what it is, man. So I definitely
they
stick
don't.
By that. You know, I'm, they definitely
that,
stick
that
by
fuck
that.
Fuck rap battles. Fuck rap battles
Word.
Is a staff fucking platform and a crew. And if anybody, anybody associated with them niggas, fuck them too. Straight like
that's
that.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And they know the schedule. They know the time. They know the number. They know the name. If anybody from Rap Battle feel any type of way about what I just said, y'all already know what it is. And this
exactly.
is
exactly.
This is nothing. You know what I mean? But, you know,
definitely.
I felt like y'all wanted to have a little bit of power with that corny shit. And it's just strictly off of the little comment that was made. Like I said, if y'all wanted to ban a nigga for whatever reason, then why would you ban a nigga for dropping content? You know, but. Y'all got whatever rules, whatever, you know, because they got a lot of King of the Dot. It's like, to me, it's like a King of the Dot. It, you know, they promote a lot of that stuff, too. So I don't really know what the reason was for banning, you know, me. But, you know, it's all good. But, you know, when you leave a little slick comment, you know, knowing that you banned a nigga so a nigga can't say nothing back. Oh, no, bitch. I ain't that type of nigga. You know what I mean? I'm not
right,
that fucking type of nigga. Fuck out of here.
That's
so
right. That's
really what that was about. Really ain't about shit. Before we get into the Loso B-Dot joint, I want to talk blogs, classic blogs. Might take y'all a little second to think, but what's some classic blogs that y'all can name from some bloggers throughout history and battle rap? Y'all got any classic blogs? The classic first classic blog I think pop up in my mind was the Angry Fan, Chris Unbiased. When Angry Fan and Chris Unbiased had their back and forth, and when Angry Fan had did his video blog, but he had Tom Big do the edits when Tom Big first did the edits for him. That was crazy. That was classical to me. That was just so crazy, that situation. I thought that blog was a definite classic. What blogs, Grail brother Jeff, throughout time that y'all think might have been a classic blog?
Go ahead, brother Jeff. You the bro. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was saying I couldn't even tell you. I wasn't able to even prep for that. You got the floor, Grill. You definitely got the floor.
You don't watch nobody's blog? I mean, you ain't watch blogs throughout battle rap? I mean, it's got to be a person's blog or a topic or something that just stick to your mind that you... I mean, there wasn't a certain untold truth that you might have seen that you thought maybe was fire or Jay Black. Reaction joint that you made, you know, stick to your brain or
well,
gems,
it's
gems.
Gems is crazy. Gems is definitely crazy. But if we want to stick it to your mind, the
wait a minute, brother. Jack, wait a minute. You hear that?
Looking for the link. They're looking for the link.
Every time we on air, they come for us. I'm telling you, they come for us. It's crazy. But what were you gonna say, brother Jack, as far as the classic, bro?
One that sticks to my mind. We might have spoke about like a week and a half ago. The Jay Black blog with Lux and Hollow. Somebody had him take it down because of music and stuff that he had on there. But that blog always sticks with me, where he had on the Black Panther outfit.
Yeah.
He's walking in with the belt. That has always stuck to me.
They made him. The blog is gone.
Yeah, they had him take that down a while ago. Now I don't know the status of it now, but I remember that. I remember that to a T. It was up a couple of days, and then it was gone.
Okay. What about you, Grail? Classic blogs throughout history that you might have locked into?
I think. I'm showing home love first. And Najee and Holly on Demand on this show was fucking happy crying.
Yeah, that was a crazy podcast. Holly on Demand, shout out to Holly, shout out to Najee. They got on this bitch and
go.
World. That's right. That's
word.
Right. That's any video blogs, though?
I like Unbiased 2016 Stock Drop List. I think that was very funny.
Yeah, I think that might be a classic.
I think, shout out to Battle Rap Forensics, Nonfiction Slim, the calling Piper Boy Williams, Mr. 10-4, Mr. TMZ. That blog was a little funny.
I didn't see that. Shout out to my guy, Battle Rap Forensics. That's my dude. I didn't see that blog, though. I got to check that out.
That's had me crying.
You know, my guy, Battle Rap Forensics, is sports, too. He's been doing a lot of blogs on sports, so I'm going to have to try to see if I can pull this nigga out of his element and get him to start doing the sports radio.
Yeah, I think he'd be dope, man. He's very informative. Like this whole little playoffs, he been on his shit. Like, ain't gonna lie.
Word. Yo, this is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We locked in. We about to chop it up. Bullpen Battle League. John and Don, they leveled up. It looks like they brought the homie B-Dot. Retirement is going down. He locked in versus Loso. Now, when I first heard about this fella, this shit kind of blew my mind because I'm like, first of all, my nigga, I thought you was retired. And then you didn't want to take a PG battle from the URL, but you want to battle Loso. But, you know, when I think about it, I think about the angles, you know what I mean, shit like that. This will be a great battle. And I salute John and them. You know, they had these little issues with the contract shit and the social media things going on the last couple of weeks. They definitely bossed up bringing B-Dot into the fold. This is crazy. What y'all think?
That. Man, the battle for Christ. I don't know if this battle, maybe someone could educate me on it. But from what I recall, you know, Loso also does the Christian thing. So I don't know if this is going to be that type of battle, or is it two brothers that are into Christ battling regularly. I don't know. Maybe someone can educate me on this.
Well, let me start with the education process, because I didn't know B-Dot was a... I thought B-Dot, first of all, was a Muslim. So I don't know what we're talking about.
Wait a minute.
If you want to learn, have a seat. Grab your pen and pencil. I'm about to school you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Now, Loso... Now, if I'm not mistaken, now maybe Grail, maybe I have to sit down next to you, Brother Jeff. Maybe we'll make this like a summer school class. Maybe I'll sit right next to you, because maybe Grail may have to school me. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I already got the chalkboard, so
that's cool. You know what I mean? Get started writing your name 100 times. I might be right behind you. We might have to do like detention, but if I'm not mistaken, B-Dot is more or less the conscious rapper. Loso is more or less the Christian angle on the side of the saga. So I think the Christian mix is more the saga, Loso, but just a conscious artist. I think that's where the element ties together with B-Dot and Loso. But I, to my best of my knowledge, B-Dot is a Muslim, Brother Jeff. So you're very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that early on.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you educating me.
No problem. Class is missed.
Mail me my report card in a couple weeks. I'll read it. You know, but it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yes,
respect
sir.
To B-Dot. Respect to Loso. Christ and the Quran. Yeah, we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
Word. So who do you got early on, Brother Jeff? I know we're not really. It's going to take some time to really break this down. So we will definitely revisit this battle once the card is released. But just your early thoughts as far as predictions. Who would you put your rent money on between B-Dot and Loso?
Right this second, I put my rent money on that boy B-Dot, man. I put my money on that boy B-Dot. The boy is bad, man. The brother knows stuff. You know, he's got his particular style down, as does Loso, but rent money right this second, right now, I got it on the home team, B-Dot.
What about you, Grail? What you got?
I got 2-1 B-Dot. A clear win, so.
Damn. Y'all sold on B-Dot, huh? No respect for Loso on his home platform, huh? Just forget that.
Yo,
this is all
over. We got respect for this, brother.
Y'all ain't got no respect for Loso. I don't hear it, Brother Jeff. I got a lot of respect
for him because his I think his joint with Bad News was fire. But I think that B Dot is a better battler than Bad News is. And he had problems with Bad News. So
well, let me tell you how disrespectful you are. Why would you even bring up Bad News' name, knowing that B Dot is on another level? Why, what are we doing here tonight, Grail?
Because Loso struggled with Bad News.
Oh,
that's what he's saying. Now let's subtract your class. We're gonna have Grill take you to school. Grill, I got the chalkboard. You could have the chalkboard. Tell
sit down,
ladies. Something.
All right, sit down, students. You enjoy the class today. I'm your host for this evening, Grail Sobel, man.
I'm sick. I need to go see the nurse. I don't feel good.
Nah, please sit down, Mr. Mitchell. You're not getting another excuse.
Oh, my God. All love. But who do you got, brother? You can't get out of this now.
Yeah, you ain't getting your way out of this.
No, man, I'm going to stand tall with y'all. I'm not going against the grain with this one. You know what I mean? All that shit I just talked, yeah, I know. But, yeah, I feel like B-Dot still should be favored in this battle. It will definitely go down to the wire. I think, you know, and I think both of y'all will agree, this is a matchup that both artists at the end of the day could both wind up being winners. You know what I mean? Once it's all said and done, you know, they both perform. So that may be the most important thing. And bullpen, like I said, coming off all the controversy, if they able to get something like that, you know, I don't know if bullpen having any classics yet. I mean, maybe, but, you know, something real big time, this is definitely would be in their favor.
I think the best, let me see, what's the best joint I've seen from bullpen? I think, my personal opinion, I like NWX against Math and Cortez.
That was nice.
But you look at that, each one of those, you know, artists were, you know, not directly from there. So, you know, from what that league has tried to build throughout the time, I think they deserve an artist, you know, to put on a classic battle while they're still there. You know, Chef Trez is doing this thing now, but I think Chef Trez came from Speak That Heat, if I'm not mistaken.
I just
don't understand, like, how you turn down Verb in St. Louis, but willing to battle Loso and Bullpen. Like, I don't know.
I just don't
that
think...
That is a little questionable.
I don't think it's that simple, though, y'all. Y'all know. Like, y'all not new. Y'all know that sometimes artists, if they had their way, they going to take the battle. It's all the other things in between that makes them decide not to take it. You know, if the situation was right, you know he probably would take Verb. You know what I mean? But the they might not have, the situation might not have been the same. You know, niggas might not have, you know, rolled out that red carpet showing love for B Dot like John.
Exactly.
You know, not to say that they, because it's not always about money. And you can tell with B Dot, it ain't really about the money.
Nah, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's probably the look.
That's right.
Definitely. It could be something simple as hospitality.
That's right. That's exactly. Right. Absolutely. You right on point with it, girl. You right on point with it.
Word.
And, you know, so salute to John and Dawn and them. Before we get out of here, fellas, one thing real quick, people, y'all go to my Facebook page if y'all follow me on Facebook. I have a GoFundMe link for Miss Payne, the mother of Miss Lisa, who passed away with her battle with cancer. If y'all able to donate, we're trying to just get some proceeds together for the family of Miss Lisa. Yeah, definitely condolences. If y'all can donate anything to the GoFundMe, the link is definitely in the on the Facebook page. It's in the Facebook group. I'll have it on Twitter, and I'll also have it in the description box for the podcast when I drop on the YouTube channel. But y'all just keep Miss Lisa in your thoughts.
For real, man. I think we should do a moment of silence for her, man. That shit is real, son.
Yeah. I did one at the top of the show.
Salute to her, man. Salute to Miss Lisa.
Dedicating the
podcast. And my condolences.
Definitely.
So, before we go, give me just one thing, the best thing that you like about a particular league. I'm going to run them down. I'll start with the Cartel, Syndicate Cartel. Shout out to Black Ice, shout out to John Doe. When it comes to
the
Cartel, you like the visuals? I like the cage match.
Yeah,
I like
that
the cage
fire.
Match.
I like that. Yeah.
Which one do you like more though, Grail? You're being disrespectful. What you want? A or B? Like, what do we do?
I'm gonna take the visuals.
So you'll take the visuals? I'll
take John Doe editing.
Okay. I'm going with the cage match. I just think that's crazy. And who they've had inside so far has been bananas. What about you, Jeff?
The visuals and the cage match are definitely nice. But for me, I'm more prone to the ambiance of the room. It's darker than other rooms. It has the smoky effect. It's kind of like a bar effect, if you look at it real close. And it's just the battlers going at it, and it's just a nice dark one-on-one scene. So that's my take on it. But the visuals as far as editing, things like that, that's dope too, but that's not my draw.
I never thought about that. The Cartel, all their videos, they do have that dark, gloomy, I haven't paid the light bill, but we still going to throw the event type of feel. Like, yeah.
Are you okay?
I like that. Okay. From the URL, what's the best thing you love about the URL? Brother Jeff, I'll start with you.
I don't know if this counts, but I love the familiarity of it.
Okay.
You pretty much know what you're going to get. You know Smack is going to introduce. It's, I'm a fan of structure, and it's pretty much, I even like my man Al Capone, you know, what he does. I think it's the structure and the expectation of it, because you know the order's going to come in, and all you're waiting for is the actual battle. I think that's my thing for it.
All right. My favorite thing about the URL is, I don't really want to say it's the NBA, but it's the shit.
Fact.
You know, we watch people hate the URL for things that they do, and as soon as they drop something, the same people love them within 24 seconds, fuck hours. You know, and you
that's
when
right.
You think about that, man, and you know they've been doing like. It's competition out there, but in a way, man, there is no competition for the URL, in a sense.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
What about you, Grail? URL, what's the favorite or best thing that you like about the URL?
I really be feeling like it's the ambiance that surrounds it.
Platform. That feel, right. Now, what about Rare Breed Entertainment? What about Rare Breed Entertainment? I think the Team Hami writer's block thing was the my favorite thing coming from out that league. What's the most favorite thing, Grill, you like about RBE or that came out of that?
That's the thing right there of them being exactly what their league is called, a rare breed. They set trends. They brought the starting five. They put the Verb in the gym for the money, and they just do different things. They're not afraid to step out the box personally.
Like, word. That's facts. That's all facts. What about you, brother Jeff? RBE.
Yeah, I have to agree. I definitely have to agree. But to add to it, you know, it's times when it seems more like they're the innovators with the judging of the battles and the things of that nature. It seems like at times they're the ones that's doing it. But I definitely like them as a not even as a runner-up. I might like them, you know, almost as much as you are.
Right.
It's a definite, you know, alternative if nothing is going on over there at the URL. So, yeah, definitely, you know, respect RB for sure.
What about We Go Hard, Grail? What do you like about We Go Hard?
Yo, you got to respect the fact. Yo, listen, in the last 2 weeks, you think you can drop like 10 battles in the last 2 weeks.
Thanks.
Like, that shit should get some love. Like, for real. Who's doing that?
That's super facts.
10, not 1, 10.
That's crazy.
And that league has always been respectable, but as of late, like these last couple months, I mean, niggas was talking about Bullpen Battle League being that next up. I don't know, man. Since Steams have really got involved, you know, as far as being a face, you know, they have. Man, I mean, they've been putting on some ever since that Love Day event. Like, yo, these last couple cards have been unreal. We Go Hard is definitely somebody to watch out for. Last but not least on the list, King of the Dot, brother Jeff.
I've got no answer.
No answer?
Wow.
You that disrespectful?
I've got no answer, man. Okay, if I must. Okay.
Disrespectful.
Wow, you're so disrespectful. Wait a minute, before you even talk, there's nothing about King of the Dot that you like initially?
Ice. I definitely.
You put the music in.
I tell you what, brothers, I definitely admire the work put into the video, you know, the video setups, the quality of it, as much of it, you know, the picture taken, the HD, all of that, the whole thing surrounding the look of King of the Dot, I definitely love that. I definitely love that.
Wow.
I'm going to be disrespectful.
Here we go.
No, I'm not. Because
now go ahead,
because,
talk your shit.
No, because I want to be sensible, and I don't want to just backtrack on my words. But you know, brother
right.
Jeff makes so much sense. That almost makes me want to say King of the Dot is the best league out. I mean, you look how they have a champion format. They promote their champion
right.
and music that
mm-hmm.
he does. You know, the merchandise,
mm-hmm.
the websites. They constantly
do
events.
About.
Every fucking thing about King of the Dot to me is just so professional, except
fact.
The fucking battles. When it comes to the fucking battles. If it's not a fucking artist from the URL, for some weird reason, I cannot get engaged for a long period of time outside of people like Sharone. Well, maybe not even, I don't even really like watching him, but I can. But Pat Stay, I enjoy watching. That's it.
Right.
I agree.
brother, I just, you know, no disrespect, none at all. I can't, the suburban thing, I can't. Let's move on.
But I'm telling you, but see, this is why, but what you point out is really what we should be embracing. I mean, if I'm going to be honest, and people can hate me for all this shit, but I enjoy battle rap, and I enjoy it enough that I have a son. And, you know, if I had my choice, I would rather have my son, myself, my friends, everybody be in that King of the Dot environment. I'm not trying to say the URL environment is a bad environment. You know what I'm saying? It's hype. It's live. You know what I'm saying? But that
right.
King of the Dot feel to me just seems so laid back and casual and just so more hip hop than just battle rap. Like, it just seems so much more. Like, you know what I mean? Like Grail brought out the whole hospitality thing with, you know, B-Dot. Like,
right.
I just feel like, you know, you get a whole sense of a whole different sense of hospitality when it comes to King of the Dot, man. And it's just like, God.
Definitely.
You know,
I like a lot of shit about them. I'm like, I gotta give them some pluses, like the release date. Nobody really does that, the release date thing.
And
I feel like
they
pay a lot of attention to their artists. They pay a lot of attention to their artists. Like, the promoting and marketing over there is A1.
Mm-hmm. So organic
is
Mark.
They don't even have a podcast.
Organic is Mark Cuban.
King of the Dot doesn't even have a radio show.
I'm surprised.
I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They don't even need. I mean, I think it'll be a good look. You know, they've been doing their thing without certain things. But my only knock is just the fucking artist, the content. And they have rappers. But the stuff that they say, how they deliver it, how they sound, I just cannot get with it. And it really don't have nothing to do with West Coast, East. Nah, it's just. Some shit, just so much stuff is just not believable to me. And I'm not really, I don't like comedy that much. That's another thing.
Right.
Yeah. No. So I think Massacre 3 is going to have that street feel, though.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because I almost was so disrespectful to the show. That's the last thing I definitely wanted to talk about, Massacre 3 going down. Hopefully I can get Nick to call back up. He's been on the show for the last two massacres, letting us know what's going on with the event. Nothing's been announced, but Bishop Bagrante and a lot of other people from the King of the Dot camp is just talking about this event is going to be bananas. Give me one or two rappers y'all want to see on this card. Maybe not battle each other, but just who y'all want to see appear on King of the Dot. Because I'm hearing Daylight versus Mickey Facts. I don't know if that's true or not. I know they haven't announced anything. A little bird told me that. I maybe shouldn't be saying that. Don't matter to me. I work for no one. That would be crazy. But who would y'all want to see on Massacre 3? I said Danny Myers because Danny put on two classics on both events. So what about you, Grail? Who you want to definitely see on Massacre 3?
I want to see O-Rad and Big K, personally.
Okay. A battle each other?
Yeah, I want to see them battle each other.
That's fire. Jeff? Any preference?
Well, if I have to. I spoke on it before. I'd still like to see Big K and Glueezy, man.
Shout out to that. They niggas is brothers, man.
We come on. Wait a minute. Flag on the play. We know Glueezy is not going to be on the Massacre card. Well, we playing tonight, Jeff. That's
like
what we doing tonight. We playing this game, Jeff.
You said, who would you like to see?
Yeah.
You didn't say anything else. Okay, that's who I'd like. And I said, if I must, meaning
Let me reword this. Let's close this. Close the fictional book. Let's talk real, reality wise. Let's talk real. Who in reality would you like to see? That's a possibility.
Well,
I'll put it that way.
We'll see. Well, see, that clears it up. There is no reality. So we can move on.
Wow. You're so disrespectful. Wait a minute. No. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Class has not been dismissed, apparently. It seems like there's another lesson that I've not given you your homework. I'm about to give you your homework, give you some things to think about for the next show. So
okay.
Your man, Tiller Jones, who you promote in my face every day, all day, is from Boston. That's his hometown. You don't even want to see your own guy rep on Massacre 3?
Oh, I'd like to see Chiller. I'd definitely like to see Chiller.
Look at this. Look at this, Jack.
But
Hey.
I just told you, brother, I would like to see Chiller on there. But I wasn't thinking. I can't think.
Wow.
Volvos.
Wow.
Parking lot gonna have Volvos and caravans in it.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
I can at least grill feel a little bit what I'm trying to say.
Look at him. He wants Grail to stay after school with him. He wants you to stay after school with him, Grail. Go ahead and get in trouble with him. Go ahead and get detention with him.
Hey, yo.
Go ahead and get detention.
Hey, yo,
always want to pull him down.
We have after school politics and government classes if y'all would like to attend. So
let me explain something to you. When I think about it, after I listen to the show, the disrespect that he may have displayed tonight, we may have to have homeschooler for Brother Jeff. He may have to do this from home.
Wow!
This is this. He's out of bounds.
Wow!
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Before we sign off, can I get a possible opponent for Chiller Jones, Massacre 3?
I think he already battled Illmac. I believe.
Nah, he did. That's fire.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'd love to see that. My bad. I wouldn't love to see it. I'll sit there if you tie me down. But that's a good look. That's definitely a good look right there.
I'd like to see Big Cannon and Chiller Jones.
That's built for it. That sounds like Massacre to be tight.
Okay.
I think they should have a lot of people from Boston due to the fact it's like a Boston type call, like a 40 versus official type shit.
Who else you got from there? You got XL?
Yeah, XL. I want to see XL versus Young Cannon. Possibly.
XL died on the last Massacre. Danny Myers killed him.
Oh, that was a body. We're not going to fun about that.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. That was crazy. Wait a minute. No, I'm lying. Yeah. But that was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, that was a homie.
That was bad. Best in Brooklyn, Grail. Best in Brooklyn. Cortez, Brooklyn Carter, Steams, Jazz the Rapper. Who's the best in Brooklyn? Show off. Who we got? Matt Fox. Who's the best in Brooklyn?
Nah, we got to give it to Core. Come on, man. Most consistent, B. We being real here. Most consistent, dog. Only took one real clear L. I think his only clear L is A-Verb. Come on, like.
What? Mm. Wait a minute. I got to talk to the bosses.
Clear
L's
Cortez guy?
Are you? Wait a minute. First of all, what do you mean we have to give it to Cortez? Are you kidding me? That's number one.
Who else is in Brooklyn? Who else?
He's right.
I just named a few.
So
how
dare you
say Cortez's only loss was against who?
Clear loss. I'm talking about clear. No debate.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Rex didn't clearly beat Cortez twice.
Who?
T-Rex. What you mean, who? T-Rex.
I don't think
twice.
That was clear. I don't think that was clear.
He put the nigga on the couch the first time. What you mean?
No, that one was clear, but I'm talking about the one on Gnome. The one on Gnome wasn't clear. That's not clear.
So even though that battle got fucked up, Cortez had a chance?
Right.
That's what you're saying? You check this out. We're not even going to leave this show tonight with you talking this disrespect, because we're not even going to do no homes. You don't get no homeschool for this. You'll get expelled for this. Let me look up Let me look up the resume for Cortez. I mean,
let's talk about
unbelievable. Unbelievable. Brother Jeff, and are you agreeing with this?
I'm going with my man Grill. Let's not forget the road that Cortez has traveled. Cortez has not always been this dude today.
Unbelievable. Cortez is maybe the biggest active artist in Brooklyn. Not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best.
Oh, you got mad.
Who's the best?
Cool. Okay.
I just think it's debatable.
I think Brooklyn Carter is the most innovative.
But he ain't had enough shots. Like, you Steen's momentum after the Danny battle was crazy. He building. Show Off got nice resume. Arsenal and Math battle, he did very well. Like, I mean, Jazz is the best female. Like, what do we talk? Like, Cortez have not even battled on a Summer Madness card. Do y'all realize that?
Neither has Show Off.
He's not. Come on now. Seriously, we're gonna now. You want to compare a nigga who talk about getting top tier money now? But how you gonna compare Show Off career to Cortez career? Cortez been in the game since Lions Den. Cortez has not even listen. Not only has he not been on Summer Madness yet, Cortez's name always been getting thrown around when they come to vaulted battles. Let's not forget that either. How many battles
away from his skill set?
How is it not his fault?
From the skill set.
None of it was his fault. Yo, Young L, your battle with Young L got vaulted. That's not because of him. That's because of Young L sucked. His battle with Tech N9ne got vaulted because Tech N9ne sucked. His battle with
The URL don't just put out classic battles. If a nigga suck, the battle's dropping. The battle don't not drop because the niggas don't suck. Or because the niggas suck. If both niggas suck, yeah. If the audio and shit is fucked up, yeah. But just because one nigga don't perform, like, we've even seen Twiz at out chokes. Let me just run down this real quick to y'all. And y'all just tell me, there was no clear losses. B-Dot, wasn't a clear loss?
That's clear?
I'm asking you because, y'all, I mean, you the one that said he was the only, he only got one loss.
It's not clear. That loss ain't clear. There's people that
so the
B Dot
battle was debatable to you. What about the Arsenal battle?
Debatable.
King of the Dot. World Domination 6.
Debated loss. He lost that.
To another debatable.
But it's not clear.
What
lost.
About the
debatable.
Battle with Big K? Battle of the Bunker. Big K.
I think he won that. But it could be debated he lost. It's not clear.
Battle Sharon.
Sharon lost.
You think he beat Sharon? Now, I thought he beat Chilla. You think he beat Chilla?
Yeah, I think I know he beat Chilla. He beat Sharon too.
Okay. Gems, he was pretty impressive with Gems. Okay. Yeah. Danger Zone. You think he... Okay, that was pretty debatable. I got that. Danny Myers.
He beat Danny Myers. He beat Danny Myers.
Young Cannon. Let's talk about that one. Now, we're going to sit up here right now.
That's
and
debated.
Say, what?
It is.
That's clear?
Unbelievable.
That's clear?
Yo,
I had
young
Cortez, but it can't be debated.
Yo, 40 Bars versus Cortez.
Cortez lost, but it's not clear.
No, Cortez clearly lost that battle. Clearly.
That's not clear.
Oh, my God. Let me go a little bit deeper. John the Don.
Let's go.
K-Shine.
He beat John the Don. He beat Sean too.
K-Shine.
Yup, beat Sean.
Now, he battled Big Cannon. I never seen that. Some of these artists I'm not going to. Disaster was a good battle, so. He didn't clearly get his ass kicked by Tay Rock.
That's not a clear L.
What? Yo, you are bugging tonight.
That's not a clear L.
You are bugging
That's
tonight,
not a clear
son.
L.
You talk about
yo,
drug testing,
this,
you get it. You get it. I'm telling you, no.
I got
I'm testing
beating Cortez.
Test, blood test. I'm testing your hair, everything. Are you crazy?
It wasn't clear.
It's not clear, bro.
Yo, T-Rock was a that was a clear 2-1 all day, every day for T-Rock.
That was clear?
Debate with me that the T-Rock beat Magic battle was debatable. Not this T-Rock Cortez battle. T-Rock went
of course,
off.
Yo, of course T-Rock and beat Magic is debatable. He said he put the 50, put his face on the 50 like Jefferson.
Let's go. Okay, you're right. You're right about that one line. You know, I know that one line. We're talking about three rounds, though, bro. And check this out. Let's go back seven. Let's go 7 months back. Shotgun Suge versus Cortez. 7 months before that. Suge destroyed
he lost that.
Cortez on UW.
He lost that. Too much meat. Ah, too much. He lost that to me.
Yo, you just, you not even, come on, man. And I didn't see the source battle. I know he lost to Holohan. I saw that one. I saw that with my own eyes. He lost to that junkie. Marv 1, I didn't see.
What?
Cortez? Yes.
Cortez lost to Holohan?
No, drug tested. No, let me bring the drug test. Tested.
I don't know. I don't know about that, brother.
Did you see that battle?
You need to be tested for deer antler spray.
Yo, y'all niggas are wait a minute. Let me just say three more names and then I'm done because we're not getting anywhere, unfortunately. He beat Hitman Holler.
I think he lost, but it's not clear.
How do you say you think he lost, but it's not clear? Who is debating that he
it's
won?
It's not a clear L. It's not a clear
he did,
L.
He didn't smoke him, is what my brother Grill is saying.
But who
clear
is the,
L's.
I didn't say a body. A loss is a loss. Nobody's sitting here talking about bodies or getting zipped up. But if you clearly lose two rounds, that's a clear loss. So who is saying that Cortez may have won two rounds in that battle? That's what I'm saying. If it's not clear, there's a group of people that feel like it could have went the other way, and I'm not hearing that. What about Conceited? What about X Factor?
Cortez and X?
Cortez and Conceited.
Cortez beat X Factor.
What about Conceited?
I don't know about that. I ain't seen that in a while.
Yo, y'all are fucking crazy to sit up here and have me waste this time. Talking about Cortez only got one clear loss.
He only got one clear L when he got a blizzard where it cannot be denied or argued that he got slaughtered.
You taking a clear
that
L today.
That cannot be denied.
You going to take a clear L today. This is crazy. This is crazy. So why have he not been on Summer Madness yet?
To Beasley, Chico, and Smack. That don't got nothing to do with me. I don't know why. He should have been there a long time ago. Because sometimes I feel like New Jersey Twerk going to make it to Summer Madness before Cortez do, but that's another story.
Wow,
I mean,
that's true.
More of a star.
That's true.
He's just more of a star. So what's your point? He's more of a star than Cortez.
But come on, like,
I'm not gonna say that. I take that back. He has more star potential than Cortez in battle rap right now.
Yeah, that he has. He has more star quality than Cortez. Yes, he does.
In battle rap, because Cortez is dope when it comes to music and all that other shit. So
that cannot be denied.
Yo, I can't believe y'all took me there. You know, we were having a pretty good time until y'all did this one. Like, this is crazy.
Nah, you need to be tested for some HGH too. That's what it is.
And we was having a good time till you brought up Volvo Land and caravans and Jeep Wranglers.
Whatever, you feel me? Whatever Ivan Drago was taking against Rock, that's what you were taking.
Check this out. If you niggas want to be so technical, you want to be technical, you want to play games, laugh it off, it's fine. The best in Brooklyn, because you want to talk about resumes and clear losses, Jazz the Rapper then. We'll do that.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
Oh,
just tell me why
God.
Not. Let me do this. What? Let me put the bullet points on the resume and you tell me why not. Because she's been on Summer Madness, right? She's beat the top girls. She's beat the top girls in the league history, right? She's the most popular female. She's the most popular female artist ever. She's everywhere. She's invited to hosting. I know all of that I'm saying don't really got nothing to do specifically with being in the ring, but you look at resume accolades and all that. What have Cortez done? Well, I'm not going to be disrespectful because that's just a given. Males going to have more opportunities than females. But when you look at Impact, what the fuck have Cortez done that Jazz ain't done?
So you telling me Jazz has been more impactful than Cortez?
Yes. Jazz is the best in her fucking in female battle rap. Cortez is not the best in male battle rap. We debating him being the best in Brooklyn. Who's the best female battle rapper? She battled all of them. Who's the best in Grail?
The best female?
Yes.
Right now?
No,
I fuck with Fisher more than I fuck with Jazz, bro.
Oh man, come on, man. Seriously, and Official did beat Jazz.
Fact.
I'll give her that. But Miss Hustle destroyed Official. Exposed Official.
That's a fact too.
She wasn't,
yeah.
and who else? Tori Doe did the same thing. Not as bad, but she basically did the same thing. Tori Doe. And Official has not battled 40 bars yet. Nor has she battled E Hart yet. No, she battled E Hart and lost to E Hart. Jazz beat
who lost
QB.
E-Hart?
Official.
Radiator School?
Oh.
Yeah.
That L was clear?
Yes. E Hart is a female that you want to talk about don't have no, if you want to talk about don't have no clear losses. Shit, other than that fucking Hustle battle, she's another one that might not have no clear losses.
That could be the way.
I don't think E Hart is from Brooklyn.
Now, E Hart is BX.
So, I mean, you talking about Cortez. You know, Cortez done had more opportunities, you know what I mean, going different places and shit. His history, his resume is bigger, but shit, Impact? Jazz been on Summer Madness. He has it, though.
So because she's been on Summer Madness, that automatically...
It automatically count, yeah. It automatically count. How does it not automatically count? I ain't saying that that's the only thing, but how does that automatically not count? This man has been battling and doing this thing since the Lions, and he beat Ice in the Lions then.
That he did.
He has not touched the fucking Summer Madness yet. I bet you it's niggas out here right now that don't even realize that Cortez have never been on a Summer Madness card. That's crazy.
Which is unbelievable.
It is, but it ain't. When Cortez been on Gnomes, other events that right under, what has he done? When was the last time he was on Gnome? Against Rex?
Or when the last time he was on a major card?
I'm just saying, the biggest cards for the URL, because he hasn't been on Summer Madness, so... The biggest things over the past, how many Summer Madnesses we got? Five?
We have five.
Yeah, so the biggest events for the last 5 years have been just Gnome. You know, you can sprinkle Born Legacy, and that's kind of getting there. But when I'm looking at Cortez's resume, his last Gnome appearance was Gnome 4.
Yep.
Against Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, that was his only Gnome appearance.
That's a fact.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all. Wow.
Yo, so if Cole's on Summer Madness this year, what's that going to be?
Deserving. That's it.
Deserving, right?
That's it. Yeah, but that's it.
And we're going to have this Back to Brooklyn talk again, right?
No, we're not.
See, is what I'm saying. If you say the only thing is the reason why he's not there because he's not on Summer Madness,
I never said that was the only reason. I explained that to Jeff. It's just one of the reasons. But that, I mean, for her to be a female, and that's not even her fucking league.
Not at all.
And if I'm not mistaken, she was on two Summer Madnesses. Wait a minute, where was Official and Jazz? Was that Gnome or Summer Madness?
I think that was a Gnome thing. I think it was one of the Gnomes.
It better been.
Think it was a Gnome.
Yeah, what was it? Jazz and Miss Hustle, was that Summer Madness?
Yep.
That was Summer Madness, yeah.
And Miss Hustle and Official was at Summer Madness.
Okay, that's what it was. So Hustle got the two Summer Madness appearances. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. So I just think that's just one thing. And then another thing,
yeah.
Top of the class, like I said, Jazz is the best female battle rapper. If she's not number one,
she's one B.
Or if you want to say number two, fine. You're telling me Cortez is number one or number two in males? Or number one and number two in the URL? We'll just do
best
leagues.
Best in Brooklyn compared to who?
I just named them. Who we got? Who's from Brooklyn that's active? We got Math that's semi-active. You got Brooklyn Carter. You got Steams. We got Show Off and Jazz. That's five names right there.
Mr. Wavy. We gonna call
URL. Mr. Wavy. That's fine.
Okay, so out of all of them, you telling me that Cortez is not more accomplished than everybody that we just named?
He's a bigger artist. His accomplishments are way better than all of them. Maybe put together. Look, he nigga been traveling doing everything, but he's not that doesn't make him the best. How have you done that much and not touched that platform? Touch that. We've seen niggas like E-Ness, Reed Dollars touch that.
That is true.
You would have thought Cortez is getting blackballed. And they have never had no real bad history that we've seen. So it goes to show that the nigga can have a dope resume. I'm looking at these fucking battles. I don't see a whole bunch of clear wins. I don't see no bodies. When the last time Cortez bodied a nigga?
Last time I see Cortez catch a body, probably Jay Murda.
Jay Murda?
He did, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was a body.
One.
That was a stealing body. That shit was Boys in the Hood. Y'all want to see a dead body?
I'm just going with, I just feel like it's, I don't know. This is a tough one, but Jazz says she was the best. Everybody laughed at that. I know because she a girl, but I wouldn't sneeze at that.
Fact, she's the best female. Fact.
I think she's the best rapper in Brooklyn. She's the best battle rapper in Brooklyn.
Don't even.
I think.
Best battle rapper in Brooklyn?
If she battled Cortez, she would beat Cortez.
See, now the drug test. The drug test kit got to come out now. See?
Cortez can beat Jazz the rapper?
Cortez can smoke Jazz the rapper, steel boot Timberlands.
Wow.
Oh man.
Brother Jeff, you're laughing. Wait a minute. Before we sign off, you agreeing with that, Brother Jeff? Cortez over Jazz?
Yes.
Wow.
Talk your shit, Brother Jeff.
I got something for y'all Sunday night. I'm going to have a nice little package for you for you two. I'm going to have a nice little package for y'all. Don't worry about it. Don't bring your lunch to school Sunday. I got your shit.
Trust me,
I got two boxes for y'all. I got two boxes.
It's not being disrespectful.
No,
it's not being disrespectful. It's just saying what we're saying, brother.
I didn't say anything. I just said I'm going to have two boxes for y'all Sunday. Don't eat your lunch. I got y'all. Sunday night, man. The coach of T7F Radio. Big shout out to the big homie, Brother Jeff. Big shout out to the big homie, Grail. Salute everybody for calling up.
Salute, man.
To the show.
Salute.
We locked in Sunday as always, 8 p.m. Eastern, with another edition of the coach of T7F Radio. Make sure y'all subscribe again to the channel, man. We appreciate everybody for locking in with us again. Rest in peace to Miss Regina Payne. Keep Miss Lisa.
All right,
I'm sorry. In your thoughts, I got that GoFundMe link in the description box. Make sure y'all donate if y'all can, man. T7M Radio, the culture. Seven Mitchell, man. We out of here. Peace.
Calvin. Get my money clear. key of life. As I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. One day you'll get it though.